Yeah, my name is Nathaniel. I'm a grateful recovering addict. We got to read this statement here. Right here, right? Wake the fucking up. Hey, bud. This is so nice. It's right here. That's it? Is that it? Press statement? What happened? Okay. How y'all doing? I gotta read something before I say something, right? All right. I don't think I'm gonna read nothing. What do you think? Again, my name is Nathaniel, and I'm a grateful recovering addict today. I'd like to thank the committee members for asking me to come and share my experience today at the home. Is this working, or I got to do like this? Is this working? Okay. I kind of understand where everybody's at right now, because normally when I go to conventions, Saturday night is over. You know, I've been getting ready to get out of town. But God has a way of doing some things, man, to keep me at a spiritual meeting Sunday morning. By now, I'm usually going across the bridge, getting ready to do some other stuff. But anyway, I'm glad to be here, and I'd like to thank, I'm having a real good time. I've had a real good time, you know, this weekend, you know, listen to the speakers, my friends, and at first when Lorraine asked me to share here, she said, I got you, I want you to do the men's rap. I said, oh, okay. Then she called me back. She said, oh, no, 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 no. I want you to do the spiritual breakfast, brunch. I said, why me? She said, oh, I was at this convention. I heard you. You know, it's funny how people get what they get from you. You know, and I was like, okay. But for some time, I don't know about that spiritual stuff. I know where I come from, and where I come from is a place where I needed to understand spirituality. I mean, I'm 59 years old. I chased that dope and cocaine for a lot of years. For a lot of years, didn't know why, but I just chased it. I had a dope habit. You know, every time I hit Farrakhan shit, man, you know, you come to Narcotics Anonymous, man, and if you don't want to sometime tell your story, somebody will tell it. God damn, you talk about the scooters and shit. I say shit. But for some reason, I mean, I get stuck sharing my story. And it's not because I don't want to forget where I come from, or I do, but damn, I it's just so difficult for me sometimes. So they asked me to share on this spiritual breakfast brunch today, and that's what I'm going to share on. And my story will come in it. I'm sure it will. I had a dope habit for over 30 years of my life. Didn't like marijuana. Didn't mess with it. That shit made me stupid. I used to watch my friends get high, and I would say, damn, only if that wouldn't affect me the way it affect me and I could hang out. I smoke a joint, man, I lose my goddamn mind. You know what it is to be losing your mind and act like you're not losing your mind around your friends? They say, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. So once you come on, laugh with us and laugh, I'm scared. You know what it was to not be able to tell your friends that you were scared and paranoid and felt like you was going to lose your damn mind? Oh, man, you come on. Finally, something came along for me. Dope was my thing. I love dope. God damn it, I love dope so much. Oh, man, sometimes today my nose runs when people talk about dope. My nose start running. It's running right now. So that's why I got to make a lot of meetings and hear people talk about the dope story. And, you know, sometimes I want to forget about the goddamn dope story. But if I do, I'll use. I know that. I like where I'm at, family. I'm going to go where I'm at, okay? I love where I'm at. I love this program called Narcotics Anonymous. I love what it's doing to me. I love what it's making me feel like. I love the fact that it won't allow me to be who I used to be. You know, I love the fact that I cannot hold a resentment any goddamn more and be comfortable with it. You know, this program, the 12 step talks about having had a spiritual awakening as a result of practicing these principles. We tried to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. You know, sometimes I think about that. I say, you know what? Everything that come out of our mouth is a message. I don't care if it's good, bad, or indifference. What I'm learning is how to take the message. It could be a good message. It could be a bad message. Whatever it is, it's a message. If somebody says something to me negative, what a message. What a message, man. If somebody try to give me some information that I know is not conducive to this process, what a message. See, what I'm learning how to do, this is what I'm learning how to do. In this process, I'm learning how to mind my God during business. I'm going to tell you, that has been the hardest thing for me to do, to leave stuff alone. Because I always think that I have something to say positive. Some of that positive stuff I'm trying to say turns out to be negative because the person might not be receptive of it. You know, you ever try to help somebody and they say, wait a minute, help somebody else. Because sometimes I'm not open for the help that you're about to give me. I'd like you to sometime give me a minute. I'd like you to process it before you give it to me. Just say, wait. Suppose I say something to that sensitive guy, and suppose he knocked the shit out of me. Oh, I'm talking about the inability to cop what's wrong. See, because most of the time I don't think anything is wrong, because I'm clean 18 years. I got stuff. I got friends. I got everything I need, but I need more. See, when I stop thinking about I need more, that's when I get sicker. I need help every single day. Every single day I need help. I might not look like I need help sometimes, but trust me. I don't know if y'all understand. See, I know how to hide. Y'all know how to hide? I know how to hide from the real deal. I know how to let people think everything is all right. I do that so well. But it's not spiritual when I do that, because here I go again. I'm lying to self again. If you get people in your life and have the ability to just tell them what's up, tell them what's up. I don't care what's up with you, what's up? And sometimes I don't want to do that again. I don't want to do it. I want you to figure it out sometime. You know, sometimes I don't know how much I have practiced until a situation comes right in front of me. You ever be just practicing. I got a first step in my life that's incredible. I've turned my life over to the God of my understanding. I've done a fourth step. I've done a fifth step. I've found out who I am. I found out of all the defects about me. I told somebody, I asked God to help me with this defect. I wrote a list of people what I've hurt. I've made some amends. I take a look at myself every single day. It gets so tiring. I get sick of looking at my goddamn self. Excuse me. I know that I have a God of my understanding. I know that. I understand that. But when you get a situation in your life, when you need to put all that into motion, it's like, oh, what do I do now? What about the information that I have? Can I use it? Can I keep my freedom after understanding what to do? Sometimes I don't want to do nothing when I find out. Sometimes it's six step talks about it's more comfortable just to stay messed up. Just if I stay messed up, I ain't messing with nobody. I'm not hurting nobody. Let me just keep this pain for me, or this discomfort, or this uncomfortability. It is so hard to be in Narcotics Anonymous with information and still just acting like it's all right. But I've gotten a lot better because I've gotten with some acceptance that's incredible. You know, I accept me today a lot more than I ever did. Because if I don't, nobody will. I have to accept the things I cannot change. But that I used to hate this. I used to hate the serenity prayer in the morning, before the meeting, after the meeting. I'd be like, sometimes I sit there, I ain't saying nothing. Y'all say it, I ain't saying nothing. Because I'm all right. But no more. Every time a meeting begins and ends, I say, thank you. I say, thank you that I'm open enough to get some of this information so I can have some freedom. I like freedom. I like to go to meetings and be happy some damn time. I like to go to meetings and hug people and talk to people that I think I got a resentment with. It is so hard. It is so hard to try to be angry in Narcotics Anonymous. I'm talking about it's so hard to try to hold a resentment in Narcotics Anonymous when you've given of self so much and people have given them back to you. We talk about trying to love unconditional. But first I got to understand that I'm a conditional person. See, I'm learning about copping to what it is first. I'm conditional. You ever try to tell your sponsor or your friend, do you know what? I'm very conditional. Oh, you conditional. Oh, no, no. Oh, you're not conditional. You're a liar. Got to cop to the conditions so I can understand what the conditions do to me when I'm conditional. What the unconditional do to me is what I meant. You know how you want somebody to do something, you be telling them something, and you say, you know what? If you don't stop that, God is going to strike you dead. That's what I hear. But I want to want to hear is, can you identify with my struggle? Can you identify with me when I say I can't stop? No, I don't want to stop. Can you identify with me when I'm having a hard time getting to the next step? Or have you arrived? If you arrived, tell me how you did it. Because I would like to be arrived too. I don't want to make me all the damn time. I make me every day. It gets ridiculous sometimes, but it's so rewarding. Because every time I think I don't need a meeting, I need it. You go to me and hear something. So that's why I stay here. I'm talking about trying to find my own way. I'm trying to find my own way. I need a sponsor. I got a sponsor that I can't stand sometimes. But I love him so much. He don't understand how much I love him. You know, you ever be disputing something with a person, trying to convince a person what you are about, and they be saying, well, I love you too, and I love you more. Well, if you love me, won't you act like it? If I love you, let me act like it. Let me let you live if I love you. I don't care how you're living. Live. Just live. Because I know I have a control issue. Sometimes I want you to live the way I think I'm living. Sometimes I can show you how I'm living, but if I really tell you how I'm living, you might not like me because sometimes I fall short. Oh, I fall short sometimes and I don't want to face that. So sometimes it's like spiritual principle, live. Live and let live. It doesn't matter how I'm living. Will you still love me or you going to have conditions on our relationship? If you're going to have conditions on our relationship, damn, let's talk about that for a minute. Sometimes you ever be struggling with a sponsor, a friend, or just anybody, and you say, wait a minute. Let's go around the corner. Remember how we used to get ready to fight, but it's not a fight. Let's go around the corner and talk about this when there's not so many people around. And sometimes they'll say, no, man, we're in a meeting. No, we're going to be in a meeting around the corner. Let's talk about what it is that me and you can't touch bases with. Maybe we have nothing in common. Again, if I don't have something in common with you, it doesn't mean that I can't love you. I just can't mess with you today. And we can still be loved. We can love each other. But it's just that we can't go any farther. If I need you, you'll be there and vice versa. I'm talking about trying to walk this road not by myself, but comfortable in my own skin. So I've always lived for people. I've always told you, let you tell me what to do. I didn't want to mess with no dope. When I first started using that reefer, my man said, why you still smoking? What? That's not good. I'm shooting dope now. I said, dope? That's for junkies. He said, well, that's all right, man. Come on, man. So thank God for this guy, because at the time, that's what I needed. I needed to get high. So I'm saying that to say, man, when we learn how to take a stand, just take a stand. You ain't got to be all that. Just take a stand and say what you mean and mean what you say, and don't be afraid of the response. I'm only trying to be who I am. I've always wanted to be who I am. And this process helps me be exactly who Nathaniel is. People look at me, my friends, some of them look up and down at me. I'm a sharp dude. I've been sharp. I was sharp with a habit. It was more important that I stay sharp than eat. Why are you so sharp? Because I need to be. Because I'm scared to be other than that. Holy shoot. I would spend my last money on clothes. Go in the store and come out with nothing, but I'm sharp. Sharp. So what you see is what you gonna get. A sharp dude. Never wanted to have no long conversation with nobody. Because you might mess around and ask me, why is it so important that you buy gaiters? I was buying gaiters when I was 16. Leighton, Bonham, cash, always had money. I came to process 1988. A guy told me one time, he said, man, what are you doing here with a job? I said, oh, damn. I struggled with that because I thought I had to do what you did. I thought I had to sleep on the roof. I thought I had to eat out of garbage cans. It doesn't matter what you did, who your connection was, what your drug was, what you want to do about your problem. It took a long time for that to sink in. I said, shit, I like going to cop clean with flies on. Clean. I'm in the line. People looking at me like, I said, what's up, man? What's wrong? Just because you messed up, you ain't got to look messed up. That's been me all my life. Taylor Cloak, oh, fire God, let me tell my story, man. Layaways. I want these today. I gotta have Friday. I wouldn't even go to school if I wasn't clean. Back in the day when it was All American, Ivy League, Louisian ties, tuners, quarter bands, herringbone, duffers. I wouldn't leave the house. And that's before I really was using. I would have to go to school and get in class and was stupid. Failing everything. Failing. But I was clean. I was clean. It was so important. Today is still important, but not as important. I can get naked right now and be all right. Because I realize it's not that important. It's an inside job. How do I feel about me? How do I feel? How do you really feel? Ask me a question, and I'll say it. I feel good. One of the reasons I feel so good, because I'm not using all that other stuff. Forget about it. I got a first step in my life. Ladies, I'm clean. Ain't using over 18 years. That's enough to be proud of. Never mind the work you did and the work you're not doing. You might not never do no work, but you're staying clean. That's work enough, God darn it. That's work. I don't care. Please don't let nobody say, you still on the first step? You ain't did a fifth step yet? No. I'm clean. Can you respect that? I'm clean. I ain't put a spike in my arm. I ain't sniffed no cocaine. I'm clean. Some of us would like to be in a hurry. Some of us can break stuff down, too. Just break it down. Break it down. Break it down. God. Sometimes I be in need. I'm glad that it's not that important for me to break it down. You know, sometimes I'm gonna get off. I like what you said. I'm not gonna get on. I'm gonna stay on me. But sometimes when you're in a meeting and you're seeing stuff, what a message. You know, like I wonder why they got to quote it. That's you know what? In our religion, that's through our own interpretation. We interpret stuff different, but it's working. I don't know nothing about. This is the shortest one. I don't know half of them by heart. I don't know half of what is it? Oh, most. Okay. But when I live it, see, it's one thing about living it and talking it. You kind of be by yourself, sorta. You kind of learn how to mind your business. All what comes out of here is from the literature, but it's how I understand it. I said it means to be quiet when I want to rebuttal somebody. I'm talking about being mindful, spiritual principle. If I rebuttal that sister, she's had a hard time saying something, and now I'm going to beat her up. Ooh. And then you say, nah. Then when you walk up to the sister, you say, can I get a hug? And they say, get the fuck away from me. You're mad because she wouldn't hug you. You just hurt me, stupid. I'm talking about spiritual principles. I'm talking about thinking first. Think for a goddamn second. When I think for a second, I won't say most of the stuff I say. Just think about it for a minute. Is it that important? No. Leave it alone. Spiritual principle. Live and let live. Mind your business. Understand that God is God and you're not it. I want to be God a lot of times. I want to tell you what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed, how you're supposed to do it, and what time. I'm learning some stuff, how to mind my business, keep the focus, and don't let somebody make me come out the focus. You know, we got some people that say, you're not going to say nothing to your sponsor? Well, did she do this or did he do that? No. I'm not saying nothing. You know what a spiritual principle is? Principle is, to me, most importantly, silence. Silence. The 11th step talks about that. Silence. Don't say nothing to nobody. Just let them live. If they get ready to go shoot some dope, get some other people to try to slow it down. But you can't. When I'm getting ready to shoot some dope, you better get away from me. I will try. It says, we tried. I know some people went to people's houses, knocking down the doors. You come to my house and I'm using, you might get shot. Gonna knock my door down to stop my process. We outside the door. We're here if you want us. You don't want us? Because we'll be using in there with you. I'm talking about the uncomfortability of not using with another situation. Sometimes I get jealous when people use. They ain't got the deal no more. They don't have a worry in this world. Look at them. No more life on life terms stuff. We'll just use. Sometimes I get a little jealous, but I don't go there. I can't. I've yet to smoke crack, but I will be a crack smoker if I go back out. Because y'all tell me about that crack. That shit sounds exciting too, bro. What? And I sometimes think about, I wonder what would I do? How would I do? Cool Nathaniel. Would I be sharp? Would I be, no. I wouldn't be sharp, bro. You mean I couldn't go cop and look down and say, what's wrong with y'all? I think about it because that's how much of an addict I am. Never use crack, but it sounds very, exciting. Isn't that good, Ron? They asked me to share today. It's about practicing spiritual principles. In order to practice spiritual principles, I have to surrender every day. Every day I have to surrender in order to practice some principles. I love minding my business. That's how I put it. Y'all say keep the focus. I say mind my goddamn business. Mind your business, punk. That's how I talk to me. Wow. If you're new here, man, please. Or if you're old, not understanding spiritual principles, ask somebody. A newcomer, an old-timer, what happened to you when you was where I'm at? Humility, spiritual principle. Anybody in this room can help each other. Everybody. Everybody in here got it going on. Because we clean today. Clean and ain't we clean? Oh, man. That's half the battle right there. Once we stay clean, anything is possible. You know, John, I love you too, man. You make me sick, though, man. You know why? I'm going to tell you. You've made me look at why I can't keep resenting it because of what we have. Sometimes we have stuff. It's hard to break the chain no matter what happens. I'm talking about when it's unconditional. He told me he loved me today. Me and John ain't spoken 3 months. Nothing. You're cut off. But my question is, who am I to cut somebody off, especially a predecessor, because of my little sensitive behind? Because I wasn't able to take constructive criticism. A lot of days, I don't want you to tell me nothing. Especially when I'm not ready to receive it. And I'm not trying to say you need to practice patience with me to go to somebody else and then come back to me. Please. Because sometimes I have to, see, when I mess up, I'm my worst enemy and critic. But see, sometimes we can't be too quick in helping each other. Give us a time to process it. And maybe we might come and say, yes. But if you get on me quick, if you try to criticize me quick, the relationship is over. But practicing these spiritual principles, it makes the relationship stay. I need y'all. Sometimes I don't act like it, because sometimes I'll be being too damn cool. Bailey cool, internally goddamn hip. I understand that, but if that's who I am, understand it. If you're not Bailey cool, internally hip, that's your business. Who are you? Who are you for real, really? Who are you for real? That's where I come from. He tell my story every time you share. I had Cadillacs at 18, brand new, with the big white walls, just leaning. That was me. Oh, my goodness. Dope habit. Clean. Oh. Every time you share, I'm going to say, get that goddamn fire gone. Spiritual principles. Try to do something that's not conducive to the program. Be here a minute and try to do something. I did something a few months ago. Shit. Told my behind a new behind. Oh. Because, you know, sometimes when you know and do it anyway. Just know it. I know it, but it ain't going to happen to me. I'm not going to get busted. Let me tell you something about getting busted. If you're doing something right now and haven't got busted yet, and you know what you're doing, need to be busted, get busted and watch how we grow. I'm so grateful for getting busted. Busted. It stopped me. It made me take another look. Literature. What am I doing? Why did I do it? What is that all about? What are you going through? Why? Oh, y'all ain't had to tell me nothing. I was telling me all that. I said, well, shit, I'm clean 18 years. Now, what am I going to do now? Am I going to face everything and everybody and recover, or am I going to isolate? It was a good choice because I isolated. But guess what? I isolated for a minute because I was shamed. Shit. I was shamed and humiliated. Who, me get busted? The slickest dude in that college, anonymous? If my stuff was foolproof. What we going to do here now? Let me set it up. If we do it this way, nothing will never happen. I don't give a darn. Nothing's, but I got busted. Thank God for getting busted. Now, I'm back on track. Now, if you here today and fall off, the beauty is getting back on track. And then I can appreciate you in this process even more. Because we can be kind of dangling in here, you know, just dangling around and clean and having fun and finding ways to avoid the real issues. It's real easy to find ways to avoid the real issues. Wait a minute, I don't really have any issues because I never talk about the goddamn issues. So if I don't talk about them, that means I don't have them. I got issues. I got abandonment issues. I got love issues. I got all kind of issues. I got issues on top of issues. Family issues. Damn. No daddy. Daddy was a punk. Left my mama. That's issues. You know, I need a little. Dad was something like me. This is how my dad was. I'm leaving your mama, but I'm going to take care of you. Every week. That stopped my issue. Every week, Christmas, Thanksgiving, clothes. You come out and drop that shit off. All right, I'll see y'all next week. So I couldn't really beat him down because I wanted some clothes. I wanted some money. But he left us. He left us to be alone. So we're like, I had a big brother. He tried, but he was too busy making babies. My brother got like 26 kids. How would he have time to be a big brother? He would take me to school, but he would detour and introduce me to his ladies. This is so-and-so. So, come on.
So where we come from is a lot of times what we are, but we come in here to learn how not to be that because it's not conducive to the spiritual principles. Caring, loving, concerned, being mindful. It's about a million plus spiritual principles, but it takes a situation to understand them. It takes getting busted, maybe. Or it takes getting sick and tired of being who you are. It takes getting sick and tired of wondering why I ain't got no friends. It takes sick and tired of not being able to trust somebody with my stuff. When it's not about them, it's about you. It takes getting with a sponsor and telling your sponsor, what's up? Damn, Ron. Having had a spiritual awakening, I got to do some spiritual stuff. Spirituality. And you know what? You know what's funny, though? I've had people approach me after I got busted and before and say stuff like, that's not spiritual. I said, what the fuck is it? Excuse me. What is it then? Doing some stuff does not mean you're not spiritual. I don't know if you will get stuck thinking that you're going to walk like this and not do nothing. Adversities, man, is like, what? So that means that I can't start all over again. Well, it's going to be difficult. You being difficult about not understanding me. You're in trouble. You ever talk to somebody about their problem and wind up thinking about your problem? That's deep. You trying to give me something and don't understand or refuse to understand that it's not about what the hell you talking about. That's, again, talking fast. Thinking is, listen, if you don't get nothing else this Sunday, the most important spiritual principle could be today is think first. Before I open my goddamn mouth. Because I like to talk. And today I'm talking some pretty all right stuff today, I feel it. I come on. Listen, back to John. Now, it's real difficult, man, to have. It's real. No, seriously, it's funny, but I struggle, but not talking to you, John. I really did. I struggled, man. It was like I was hurting. You know, I've been in recovery 18 years. 18 years, 9 months. And that situation when I got busted and what I got from my friend, it hurt me better than anything ever, even the loss of loved ones. You ever be hurting so bad? And you be trying to talk and you be crying. Damn, that shit was, it was hurting so bad. I said, what's wrong with me? I ain't shit. It ain't that important. But it was. It was. Because I just, you know, just sometimes expectations is deep. But I better make sure they're realistic, because if the ones that's not, that's what I'm talking about. I put expectations on stuff and people. But I learned something when I got busted. I'm trying to get better with putting expectations on you. I wouldn't give a damn how close we are. You're going to be who the hell you are. And if I want you to be who I am, I'm hurting again. The relationship is over. But family members, I know it was hard to come in today. Man, it's time to go, man. The convention is over, man. I'm serious, man. I'm serious, right? I saw y'all walking in. She was, what's she? Oh, she like, what up my name? Went to sleep. What's she came in. I've been up since 5:30. I said, go ahead. Then the chairperson, I thought he was asleep too, were you? He was like, I sure don't want to do this. Why we got to have a meeting Sunday? It's time to go home, right? But I understand, because I said early on, after Saturday night, my bag is packed to the car. And everybody said, you're not going to the spiritual meeting? I said, what? I'm going to Brooklyn. And God has a funny way, man, because he got me speaking. When I first, it was like five people. I said, I understand. You know, it's amazing when you really understand now. If only my people had came out, it'd been all right. It's time to go home. Come on, man. We need to cut the Sundays out. Party all night. No, seriously. Let's start on Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This is hard. You're tired. You dance all night. And you. Come on, man. But I went to bed 10 o'clock. Because I knew, because I might have walked out here too. Where to speak at? I don't know. So again, I love this. You know what else is real spiritual? Laughter. But not as much as John laughs. John laughs all the time. John laughs so much, man, you stop laughing. He laughed when the laugh is over. Then you start laughing again. Now you got to figure out what you're laughing at. But laughter is spiritual, man. Listen, if you don't understand spirituality, just tap yourself and say, I'm clean. Just tap yourself and say, look, I'm going to feel so good today in spite of what's going on in my life. I can't wait to get home to see my little daughter. I got a little daughter too, y'all.
What?
Why you looking at me like that, man? I got a daughter that I love so much. Damn. Wow, I love her so much. And people that know me understand, I also have a 40-year-old daughter. Never touched her. Never looked at her so long. Because I was too busy. I walk in the house today, this girl would be looking. I'd be like, I get her. I have my coat on. Can't take my coat off. Just have it on till she's ready to say, okay, go and take your coat off, Daddy. 10 months. But that's what she's giving me because of what I'm giving her. I give her the attention that I never was able to give my kids. So God gave me another chance. It might not last too long because I'll be 60 years old in a minute. She's 10 months. So I'm going to do the best I can with what I have. I ain't going to try to do nothing different. I'm going to give her the love. I'm a lover. I'm a spoiler. I'm going to buy everything she want. I'm going to just, that's going to be the spoilest little kid you ever met. And if y'all see it, don't mess with it. Just let her be. That's some guilt shit, you know. Let her be. But I'm going to get better with that, too, because I ain't going to live with no goddamn guilt. I didn't do it then. I'm going to do it now. I'll whoop your little behind if you get struck. But I'm glad to be here, man. I'm glad the people that came. Y'all made me feel kind of good today because y'all showed up anyway in spite of wanting to go to hell home, especially you. how much time I got? What happened? You went and took a nap. You went and took a nap. You tell the truth. Tell the truth. You took a nap, baby. Tell the truth. It's all right. Oh. But anyway, family members, new members, any members, man, my name is Nathaniel. I love y'all. I'm going to keep loving y'all. But if y'all notice that I'm struggling a little bit, and if y'all notice that something's going wrong, you can take a risk, but be ready for the response. No, I'm serious. Because sometimes our timing is essential when we step to each other. You don't know what I'm feeling like. You don't know if I'm about to explode. But sometimes you got to come at me from behind. You think I can say something to you? I don't know, because see, a lot of us forget where we come from with the anger that we've been holding for so long. Some of us are born angry, trying to release it. Some of us are born angry and don't know why, but we will find out why. The literature. We will find out why, and then we're ready to let you know. Bear with us. My sponsor tells it's not a race. Easy does it. 5 years, 8 years, 24 years. It's not a race. Every time I wake up, there's going to be something about me I got to look at. Especially when I think my shit is nice. I heard John telling you what you did. I bet you sick of it on the job. Burning the shit out of you, right? But it's fun. But sometimes I got to know when to stop. So when I know when to stop, I need to tell you, stop. And we learn how to say stuff, spiritual principles. We don't have to be nasty because we're angry. We can say, excuse me. Spiritual principles, learning. It used to be funny, but wait, it's still funny. But I'm not really too enthused about it. But I love you. You know, it's like, it's all about the approach, and we learn how to approach. We can't just walk up to, I came to the meeting today, listen, I'm going to share this. Grand sponsee, put him on the spot. He saw something last night. Thank God, and I appreciate your awareness, but when he came in the restaurant, he came like this. I got to tell you something. Y'all see me leave the table? I lit his ass up, you know. Y'all see me leave the table he was eating?
Yeah.
But it was all good because I was open and then I closed and then he was open, then he closed and then we hugged. I'm talking about timing. Sometimes when you think you want to say something again, shut up. Silence. Spiritual principle. Let somebody else say it. It don't have to be me. Let him step. Come on. I don't have to always be on top of you. You on top of you enough. But see, you don't have to tell me how much you on top of you. It shows. You ever be smiling all week and then next week you're like this? Something's wrong. but it's not for me to search you. It's not for me to pat you down. It's for me to live and let live and work with you and have patience and tolerance for my people. Remember where I came from. Remember how hard it was for me to get to any step. It takes a long time, man. I'm 59 years old. I used drugs over 35 years. Just understand that alone. Just understand that. It don't take no genius to figure out that I'm fucked up for a lot of years. And trying to get better a day at a time for the fast getting betters. Take a look at it. I'm not trying to beat up nobody. Sometimes if you think that somebody needs something from you, they don't. They just need you to hug them. They just need you to hug them and don't say shit. They don't need you to hug them and say, you need to get with that first step. No, here's a hug. Don't say nothing. Because most of the time when I'm in pain, I know where it's coming from. Most of the time. But every time I wake up, there's something new when I dig deeper. You talked about that today. You get the deeper we dig, the better we get. Oh, and sometimes it don't matter when it happens, long as it happens. Tell somebody something. Sometimes when I work, you ever just feel like crying? Why you crying? Why you crying? Why don't you cry with me? You don't have to know why you're crying sometimes. Just cry. Just cry. You know what a good crier do? Who was crying? Somebody was crying. Somebody was crying this weekend. Crying. I woke up and I said, thanks for crying. I don't care what you're crying about. Thank you for that good cry. I felt your cry. We don't always have to explain our existence. Just understand the pain. It's better identify than to compare. Identify with the feelings I've been holding all my life. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later, man. I'm clean. I got a new family. I got a new job. I've been out of work a long time. I'm working. I'm punching the clock. I'm sharing my experience with the hope on my job lightly. I come to work. They say, why are you so happy? I want to say, because I'm clean. I'm clean. But I say, I'm happy because I got a job. But I'm happy because I'm clean with a job. I retired off a job, dope sick. 20 years. Every day, get to the clock. I can't wait to punch out so I can go cop. I'm worrying the World Trade Center and had to take my truck all the way to Harlem in a big old brown ass truck. That's why I'm so happy. But you can't tell it to people like on jobs and stuff. You can just say simple stuff like, I'm just glad to be alive. That too. Practicing these principles in all our affairs. All our affairs. Everything we have is an affair. Home, job, the little bodega. God damn, the supermarket. I don't care where you go. You're walking. You're walking and feeling good. People run over your toe, and you say, sorry for running over my toe. People be like, what? What's wrong with him? We're practicing spiritual principles, caring, understanding, living, let the roller live. Again, if you're new in this process, please stay, please. We need you more than you realize. Sometimes we don't act like it, because we get in here and get some images and egos, some bigger images and egos. Like we done got some shit. We done got real clean and cleaner. And it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. This is all, it's going to be all right whether you do, whether you don't. Staying clean has to come first. And once we stay clean, man, some incredible shit stuff happens. I didn't want to curse today because the spiritual work is right. But that's not who I am. I'm a curser. So if you're new in the process, please stay. I'm just about done. Hey, Liz, I love Jersey. Y'all awesome, man. Y'all awesome. Lorraine, thanks a lot, man. Listen. You know, just for somebody to think about you, man. Listen, all these addicts, I'm up here sharing. That's some spiritual stuff. I think our spirit's connected on the phone, right? Let me say this when I'm gonna shut up. My spirit is so refreshed on most days. I'm almost ashamed. Talks about that in the 11th step. I'm almost ashamed to let you know how I'm rolling spiritually. I'm a nice guy. I'm also a good guy. And sometimes I have a hard time expressing good because I think you'd rather me express bad, comfortable. I have a friend, man, in Brooklyn. Every time I see him, I'll be like feeling good. And when I see him, I get like this. What? Because I feel like I need to do that. because I'm not totally comfortable with my refreshed spirit. And I'm not saying I'm trying to do this perfect, but I swear I feel so good about who I am spiritually. That's why you asked me to share, right?
Uh-oh.
But anyway, if you're new, please stay. My name is Nathaniel. Thanks for letting me share.